Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear.
If you are stuck, we're going to unstick you. How's that? Time for us to return to the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. We're here to entertain and inform you. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, Richie McFadden along, and a lot of discussion about what's going on in the world today. So if you're listening, we are here to fill your ear and your head with information. You can respond to us, too, by the way, at 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Drama. Drama.
Osama drama, right. The Osama drama continues. His son-in-law has been captured.
Does he just have one? Doesn't he have like 42 children?
Yeah, I think this is one of his sons-in-law is probably the appropriate way of looking at this.
Okay.
Anyway, he's being transported to York City to face terror-related charges. Let's see how well we do at pronouncing his name. Do you want to pronounce it or do you want me to?
Suleiman Abu Ghath.
Good for you.
Is that good? Probably,
yeah, that's very good.
Ghath.
Acted as a spokesperson for Al-Qaeda. Was captured by Turkish officials. Court ruled he had entered the country illegally, has a fake passport, so he's then been turned over to the Jordanians, and they arranged to send him to the United States, to the Iranians. Officials say prior to being picked up in Turkey, he'd been out of sight since 2002.
Hmm.
So, anyway, the Iranians...
These terrorists are just like little garden animals that burrow under the ground for a long period of time. You know they're there, but you can't find out where.
Dun-dun-dun.
So this is the first time, though, in a long time that I remember we're actually going to put someone on trial in New York City. Am I right?
I think so. Well, is it clear he's going to be tried? I know he's in New York, but...
Because wouldn't they put him somewhere else if he wasn't going to be tried, maybe?
I think he ought to be tried. Let's see, a good place to try him would be Des Moines.
I would never wish that on Des Moines. I wouldn't want to trouble them.
How about
really?
We send him to Tiffin, then? We'll send him to Tiffin.
Don't want to trouble Tiffin either. Some of our nicest listeners are in Tiffin. Ugh.
That's true. All right, well... Let's see what they do with him in New York. You can be sure this will be a political football. Mayor Bloomberg will want to ban it or something.
Well, he won't get
to
drink big sodas or listen to music in his headphones. Excuse me. So, you know,
next.
Take that, Mr. Superman.
The United Nations Security Council, speaking of New York City, has imposed new sanctions on North Korea.
This is a good move, considering after Dennis Rodman made friends with Mr. Un that they decided they were going to kill us and wipe us off the planet.
Well, how do you feel? Those of you who live in the Northwest today, Portland, Seattle, that area, any of the surrounding suburban areas where we're heard, are you ready to go toe-to-toe with Kim Jong-un? Or are we going, is this just so much foolishness? You know, with this, all of this stuff, if you want to... The sanctions, by the way, are aimed at financial transactions and illicit cargo shipments. And they're most criminal of all of the countries. A lot of drugs, counterfeiting, that kind of stuff. So the vote was 15-0, including China, which usually
you
is...
You know if you have China on your side.
Right. So why don't they bomb China instead of sending a bomb to the United States? Dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, I think the United States is pretty capable of defending itself against North Korean. I would guess that if they shot a missile, I'm betting that there are a bunch of ships that are over there someplace. And as soon as it gets off the ground, they shoot it down.
I have a feeling that we probably know that this guy's a loose cannon, and we've probably started focusing some of it. You know, I know that we have a lot of anti-missile things, whatever they're called, in that area.
Anti-missile missiles.
Yes, is that what they are? The anti-missile missile?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also use a missile at church. Yes. And a missile on my carpet. But the... Do you remember the missile?
Congratulations.
But, thank you, Michael. But as the missile is pointing, I had heard that all the missiles, like in the Northwest, were pointing towards Russia, but now...
Now, let's read.
Take it a little turn.
The Russians have missiles off the Aleutian Islands, which about 5 minutes from the Aleutians are part of Alaska. So you they don't have to send him up in the air. They can just carry him across. Like one of the suitcase
That's true.
Bombs, right?
Yeah.
The North Koreans not that close.
What all happened? Right, so, I thought Dennis Rodman made friends and they were eating and watching strippers and singing girls. Why right. this week is
I
he
think
upset
they were.
Again?
Well, because
they were.
Yeah,
he was. I was reading on TMZ that Dennis Rodman was talking about all the pork he ate while he was there. Because there was a lot of mysterious meats, and so he ate a lot of pork.
Mm-hmm. Dun 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 dun. All right. So anyway, don't worry about North Korea. 888-302-3684. If you are a longtime listener, you know that I love new gadgets, especially ones that make the ladies in my life instantly more beautiful. So I have to tell you about High Clips. High Clips. For the first time, this is actually, you know what? I think this is Hick Clips. That's the way to pronounce that. Would you say H-I-C-L-I-P-S? As long as we're talking about making women
yes.
beautiful. Hicklips. Hicklips.
What does it do? It sounds so interesting.
All right. This is how the box of Hicklips comes. I'm going to describe, let's see, how the Hicklips comes. Then I think I'll tell you how what I've seen for myself. The inventor of Hicklips. Well, maybe it's spelled H-I-C-L-I-P-S. You'd think the guy who wanted me to do this commercial would tell me how to pronounce this, right?
Well, this is going well so far.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to do any more of this until I find out.
Hey, but let me tell you about something called Power Swap.
What other news is there about Power Swabs other than the phone number? Pretty much everybody knows the story by now, right? About
mm-hmm.
Power Swabs.
Whitens your teeth, natural, your teeth, doesn't taste bad, doesn't hurt your gums.
Bad, doesn't do any of that stuff, right? All right, so all you need to know is the number. How about 800-865-7602? You can start showing off your teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs, as Jennifer has described them, risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602, 800-865-7602. And if you really want to confuse the operator, ask her what a Hicklip is.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and the issues of the day. We are here to make it a good day with the best stories of the day. And I think President Clinton, both Mr. and Mrs. Clinton are in the news today.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Clinton not denying that she might be interested in running for the presidency in 2016.
Duh.
Jeb Bush, we're on to that already. Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton. That's what the odds makers in Las Vegas
are. I'm voting for Rand Paul.
He's
my new favorite politician ever, ever, like
Rand Paul has no chance of getting the Republican nomination.
Don't care, he's my favorite.
But if he ran as a as a, Tea Party has sort of worn itself out, so we got to figure out a better terminology, the new party, whatever. I'd vote for him, too. I'm with
when
you.
He opened up a Twix bar just to keep that filibuster going longer, I mean, how can you not love that guy? I don't care
plus
who you are.
All the hardened old Republican codgers didn't like it.
They can't stand it,
They didn't like it at all. So yeah. The old codgers not liking it is okay with me. Rand Paul for president! Hillary Clinton for president! Jeb Bush for president! People don't want any more Bushes.
Can you imagine
even
there was
Jeb
another?
Bush, actually, Jeb Bush is a lot smarter than George and would have been a lot better president than George Bush was. A lot better.
Could you imagine another Bush and Clinton election?
Man, that would be interesting, wouldn't it, huh?
I mean, how many
with
of these
Rand
are we...
Paul on the side, that would give me... Rand Paul would have a big old time. All right, the reason that Bill Clinton's in the news today is because he has an op-ed piece in the New York Times today. And basically, he is telling folks that it's time to get rid of DOMA. Now, if this was a quiz, I would ask you what DOMA stood for. Should we make it a quiz?
Yeah, I think
all right.
So.
What is DOMA? 888-302-3684. Swell prize for the first person who can tell us about DOMA. What is DOMA? What's it all about? Why is Bill Clinton talking about it? Why is it in the news? DOMA. D-O-M-A. Why is he writing about it? He says time to overturn it. What is it? 888-302-3684. You can have the arguments for or against it as well once you define what DOMA is. All right, it takes care of that. You'll be happy to know that people have figured out what was wrong with Hugo Chavez. What was wrong with him? There were a lot of
what was wrong with him? Wasn't it like his 50 cups of coffee and a blood clot or something?
Yes, massive heart attack brought
heart
on
attack,
by a
yes.
blood. Well, it was a blood clot. Say again.
You know, the same thing happened to poor Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer?
From the WWE, yeah. He just died of a blood clot, too.
Oh, I thought you were talking about whoever was going to carry Chavez's...
Paul Bearer was the manager for The Undertaker, if you catch the connection there.
Right.
But he just died this week, too. It was very
well,
sad.
The connection to anything in a casket, and if you have mm-hmm. somebody named Paul Bearer, you'd
yes.
love that.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so in other celebrity medical news, that little worm Justin Bieber is in the hospital. What's the story with that?
Yeah, he collapsed on stage. He was in London doing a show. He collapsed on stage, I guess, four songs before the end of his show, went off stage, was given oxygen. Well, actually, I think he collapsed. I want to be accurate here. I think he was feeling woozy when he was in his fourth to last song. He went off stage. He collapsed. They gave him oxygen. They said, we have to take you to the hospital. Your fans will understand. He said, no, I must carry on for my fans. And so he went back on stage, finished the concert, and then was taken to the hospital. Now, he's been acting kind of funny lately, and I don't want to ever say that maybe there's some other substances involved, but maybe there's some other substances involved.
I think you may be right.
Could be.
Most important
you know.
Stories of the day are on Good Day. It's 20 after the hour.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Savings at least 50% off lists. Score half-off savings in every department, like Epiphone Electric's 57% off list, just $119. Toka Djembe's half-off list, $49. And to keep even more green in your pocket, we've got Green Tag deals 80% off list and more, like digital reference vocal mics, $19, 80% off list. Tascam handheld digital recorders, $69, 84% off list. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starts now. Don't miss it.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term store. adorable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the slight chance that Kim Jong-un does eventually develop the technology to attack, I have a plan to protect us. It's a well-known fact that Kim Jong-un loves American sports, clothing, and pop culture. That is a fact. And it's his love of American culture that's going to save us with my plan. Let me explain. First, to defend California, I've taken Kim Jong-un's friend Dennis Rodman hostage. I plan to use him as a human shield. In fact, we're moving Rodman to a different California city every hour. That means he could be anywhere. So if Kim Jong-un bombs any part of California, he'll be risking the life of his idol, Dennis Rodman. Next, the Pacific Northwest. Kim Jong-un loves to play Xbox, so he can't destroy Microsoft's headquarters in Seattle. He also loves anything Nike, which is based in Oregon. That secures the entire Western seaboard, but we will not stop there. Kim Jong-un also likes to get his hair cut at Supercuts, which has over 2,000 locations in the United States. He also likes to shop at the JCPenney Young Men's Suit Department, which is nationwide. Finally, Kim Jong-un is overweight and suffers from hypertension and diabetes, which means he probably loves to visit water parks, and we have a lot of water parks. That secures almost the entire USA, except for one weak spot, Florida. Kim Jong-un, if you're watching, there are no Supercuts, JCPenney, Nike stores, water parks, or Dennis Rodman's in Florida. Florida, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. The only problem is the missiles won't reach that far.
It's a long distance, sure
and
is.
We're all safe here. Don't worry. We're here. Just be happy. That's the way to start your day, 25 after the hour. Speaking of that, here's an excerpt from The View yesterday. By the way, Joy Behar announced that she was leaving The View.
Yeah, she's out.
Well, she's not out. She's not getting tossed. She just doesn't want to
later come out. This hour. Later, not the...
What, later this hour?
Later next hour.
Later this hour. No, you can do it. Well, later or later.
We'll have a tease, yes. Wait. Later, later.
Later, later. We'll talk about Joy later in later. Some of our other celebrity news. Yeah, the ladies, no, maybe we'll have, we can set aside some time in the next half hour. Meanwhile, the ladies on The View talk about Chelsea Handler, her great friend Jennifer Aniston, and Angelina Jolie.
Hmm. Once again, Chelsea Handler took a shot at Angelina Jolie, calling her a demon and saying that, and I'm quoting, that as a woman, I know when you see somebody walking across the room, that's a bad girl.
Chelsea said
that's
that.
That's what Chelsea said.
And she's
said.
Referring to
Angelina, yeah, as I read.
She's a little bit obsessed with Angelina Jolie.
No, she's Jennifer Aniston's bestie. So let me tell you something. You want a best friend like that. If you're, if you've gone through some junk, you want a best friend like her.
But I don't think that Angelina is so, you know, I mean, she's easy to spot with the vial of blood and the tattoo and the thing that, you know,
actually,
kissing a
that's
brother.
That's not her anymore. That
well,
was her.
Whatever.
Well, it isn't just whatever because
10 years ago, that's who she was. No, that's not who she is. That's,
all right,
yeah.
Okay, but she still stole somebody's husband. Just saying.
So you're telling me that Brad was so dumb that he didn't realize that, wow, is that me? Hey, that you can't steal somebody who's walking in your direction.
I'm giving him a pass either.
I don't do, okay.
Uh-huh. We love that gossipy stuff. By the way, speaking of celebrity gossip, medical news, Bieber in the hospital, Kim Kardashian has been warned by her doctors not to work so hard, Jennifer.
That's right. She's having stomach problems and thought she was having issues with the baby.
Really?
But she's okay.
Kelly Osbourne was rushed to the hospital.
I know, another one. She had a seizure while she was filming Fashion Police at E! Yesterday. Kind of scary stuff. Ugh.
But she's not with Melissa. I thought that was
Fashion Police is Joan Rivers' show.
Yeah.
Juliana Rancic was not there yesterday, so Melissa Rivers was filling in for her. Kelly had a seizure. Melissa turned her head and helped her out, and then when it stopped, they sent her in an ambulance away from help. Yeah.
CPR, huh? I wonder if she'll live. 28 past the hour, this is good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Just a few years ago, the U.S. had six major legacy airlines: Delta, United, Northwest, American, U.S. Airways, and Continental. Then Delta merged with Northwest, United merged with Continental, and now the last two standalones have announced their pending merger for a grand total of only three legacy airlines. One of the major byproducts of a merger is the cut in capacity almost across the board. The remaining airlines are operating fewer aircraft, flying fewer routes, and as a result, airfares could be headed skyward. And if history is any guide, small and mid-sized cities will be the biggest losers, with reduced or eliminated air service. Those smaller city airports then have to scramble to attract other airlines, like Allegiant, Frontier, and JetBlue. But where you're going to feel the most impact is in your frequent flyer programs. Although your miles are still valid, reduced air service simply means it will get harder and harder to use those miles. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
The best stories of the day are on Good Day. Jennifer and Richie and Doug here with some of the important baby news this week.
Baby
also, news. Trying to figure out what DOMA is. So far, nobody's got the right answer. Give me a couple of more minutes. We'll make this like a 2020 news quiz question. What is DOMA, D-O-M-A, and why is Bill Clinton writing about it? I'd say... Excuse me, I had a cough.
A little cough, no problem.
A little cough.
I just do it out so everybody can hear it.
Really? DOMA will come before the Supreme Court later this month. So that's why it's in the news. I just need to know from you, those of you who are astute and awake, what DOMA is. 888-302-3684. Baby news.
Yes.
Let's see here. Prince William and Kate Middleton are expecting a girl, right?
That's the rumor. Yes.
Why is that important?
Well, because that means they're having a little princess, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make it seem important to you?
You have a baby girl. Isn't she going to be a princess, too?
You mean when I have a baby girl?
When you have a girl.
Because that's all I will know what to do with. I think it just makes, because she's royalty, Dougie. That's what makes it a big deal. Yeah.
Jessica Simpson hinted in an interview this week.
With Ellen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, wasn't she on with Jimmy Kimmel, too, I think?
She was. But she was on earlier this week, and Ellen held up two onesies. One said, it's, I don't know, I'm a baby, I have a baby brother. One says, I have a baby sister. And this was for her daughter, who's, here already. And she said, so if you were going to pick one of these, which one would you want to pick? And Jessica's like, well, I don't know. And so Ellen said, well, I think you'd pick this one with the little brother on it. And she goes, well, that's probably a good one. So the people were already thinking that it was a boy because she kind of hinted at it with Ellen. But yesterday she was on Jimmy Kimmel and she finally confirmed that she's expecting a baby boy. And of course she did it in typical Jessica Simpson fashion where she actually just let it slip and didn't realize that she had said it. And so now she said, well, I guess I just told the world that I'm having a boy.
Well, I don't know if the world really cares. I find her attractive, appealing.
I think she's great. I think she's very real and down to earth.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. For that reason, we say good. Good luck to you. Meanwhile, also in baby news, Alec Baldwin's wife.
Mm-hmm. Hilaria.
When you have I've heard lately it's we're having a baby, not my wife is having a baby.
Right. It's we're having a whatever. Okay. Yes.
We're having a baby.
Good news for Alec Baldwin because he's getting a new little pig to call names. Now he called his other daughter.
Yeah, right.
I hate to even laugh at that. That really does make me ill. But hopefully he's reformed. Hopefully. Sure. He and Hilaria announced yesterday that their baby-to-be is going to be a girl. And Hilaria said, Alec and I are overjoyed that we are going to be welcoming a little girl into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, Ireland, he shares her with Kim Basinger. She's 17.
Wow. Growing up, young woman. I remember meeting her in New York at a Democratic convention. She was, this may have been 10 years ago. She was, maybe it was 8 years ago. I don't remember. But I remember, I thought he was really heavy when I met him and we had a chat. And his daughter was cute, nice young kid, but she was tagging. She was very interested, very intent in kind of understanding what he was talking about, what he was doing.
You want some inside scoop here?
Yes.
A friend of mine used to teach at the school that the daughter, Ireland, went to.
Yeah.
And I've heard that she's very smart, very sweet kid, but that Kim Basinger is as loony as a loon bird. Yeah.
Crazy.
And that, so this poor thing. I mean, you have to realize, you know, with Alec Baldwin as your dad, who, and by the way, not living in Los Angeles where she does, so you don't have your dad nearby, and then you have Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops for your mom. That's tough, tough cards that were being dealt.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Baby number three for former Miss USA Ali Landry.
Number three
is Alejandro Monteverde. Sounds like the Count of Monte Cristo.
It does, doesn't it?
I don't even know.
She's a hot toddy. And, you know, she was the lady that was married to Mario Lopez for like a day, and he cheated on her, like on their honeymoon, I think. Yeah.
He cheated on her?
Yeah, dummy.
That's sweet. Nice. Get going there, Mario.
She's obviously better off because now she has a beautiful three little children running around.
Okay, so that takes care of that now.
Yes.
We have some naked in the news.
Uh-oh.
Sears Roebuck. They don't call them Sears Roebuck anymore, though, right?
I don't think so. No, just Sears. Sears
has pulled their advertising from SNL because of spoof DeJesus Unchained.
Well, it's like, it's not DeJesus, it's like Django. You know how there was a takeoff on,
Yeah. So the D was not pronounced.
Correct.
Django Unchained became Jesus Unchained. Did you see that, by the way?
I did not see Django Unchained. I did.
No. Did you see Jesus Unchained?
The sketch. And I'm very mixed about this because SNL aired it, and I always try to be, you know me, I laugh at pretty much anything. And but this really wasn't funny.
No.
And if they had done, they would have never done it. I mean, it just feels like they constantly, like the, I feel like SNL or whatever, they constantly attack Christians. And it's like you would never see them doing this with Muslims. God forbid there would be a sketch about, you know, Muhammad Unchained. It would never happen. And so it just, you know, it just kind of bothers me a little bit that I feel like it's easy to pick on Christians because they don't feel like there's going to be any retribution. But, you know, I at the same time, I try to take comedy for what it's meant to be. Comedy, it just, this wasn't really that funny.
Right, wasn't that funny.
But that's kind of typical of SNL lately.
I don't think SNL has anything going for it at all.
I think it's having another rough spot. You know how it comes and goes. Sometimes it's great all the time, and then they hit a slide.
Yeah. Here's another naked in the news story. Brooke Mueller, married to Charlie Sheen for a while, has appeared naked. I don't know why anybody would want to see her, but anyway, some pictures of her being shopped, according to TMZ. With whom would they be shopped? Who would want to see her?
Well, I think there's always the curiosity factor. I mean, she's a pretty woman. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, she also, at the same time, you know all the struggles that she's been through. So then it's like, do you really, sicko, want to look at her naked pictures?
No.
Probably not, but
probably
somebody
not.
Would.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to what DOMA means. 888-302-3684, dialed up by Jennifer, who's in Horizon City, Texas. Hi, Jennifer.
Great
welcome
name,
to Good Day.
By the way.
Hello. Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, is a great name. Yes.
Jennifer loves you.
Jennifer, I love you, too.
Let's be Jennifer squared today. Come on.
Okay. DOMA means Defense of Marriage Act.
That is correct.
Very good.
President Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996. What was that, 17 years ago? And now he has written that the DOMA, it ought to be dumped. Time to overturn DOMA, because in none of our states, well, actually, you go back to that time, there was no same-sex marriage at all. Now there are, how many states that have legalized or have said that it was okay for gays to marry other gays?
I think quite a few.
Yeah, right. So what do you think about that, Jennifer? Do you think the Defense of Marriage Act, which is going before the Supreme Court later this month, should be overturned?
Well, I have mixed feelings about it because I'm rather conservative in my family, and I'm a mother and a grandmother.
Yeah.
But then again, I have a lot of gay friends, and I have some gay friends that have been together for 30 years.
Okay, so then what's your problem with it? It doesn't sound like you really have a problem with it. You're trying. You know what you sound. The two Jennifers sound the same on this. You probably both have the same political point of
view. Probably.
Yeah. I'm a Christian also, and so I would like to see our society remain rather conservative. However, the trend and the way that people are living their lives, I feel like in America, you get to make your own choice, and I think we should be protected under the law equally. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the way it's going to go.
All right. Right. So and compassionate conservatism is nothing to apologize for.
Right.
People live and let live. People are going to make up their own mind about what they want to do, and what they do in their bedroom, I really don't want to know about.
Yeah, that's the from my perspective, that's the right point of view. Too bad George Bush wasn't really a compassionate conservative like he said he was. In this circumstance, both of you feel like, this is me being the shrink here. Both of you have wonderful ideas. You're both convinced, and by the way, most women who brand themselves as being right of center or conservative, if you will, agree with you by a lot, with 84% of the women who describe themselves as conservative, I say it's time to get out of this whole business of nosing around in the bedroom, and that's where the Tea Party falls apart, actually, because women who would otherwise be interested in the conservative principles, fiscal conservative principles, don't want it. It's the men who are driving the bus here, and mm-hmm. not the women who have the same basic conservative political and or fiscal points of view, but the men are still in charge, and they have screwed it up to a fairly well. So I think it's time for Jennifer to take over the right wing of the party so that they can have some sense instead of nonsense. That would be my read on
Yay.
It. But you don't have
are you
to
ready?
Have
Let's do it.
We're Americans.
Right, and don't apologize. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to hear in both of your voices that you sort of want to apologize for having this point of view, and there's nothing to apologize for.
I don't think so. And I think Jennifer made a really good point, and that is that no matter who you are, part of what we're promised as American citizens, people who were born here, is equality under the law. And that's, really, when you get down to just what the message is here, no matter who you are, you should get some protection from the law. And I think you said that very eloquently, Jennifer. So well done on a Friday.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your program.
Nice to have you there.
And listen to you every day.
Good for you. Thank you. Michael will take care of you. What do you mean, McFadden? What are you grumbling about there?
It just sounds like you're trying to put words into the women's mouth, and treacherous place to go.
No, it isn't at all. I'm telling you what the polls suggest.
You're telling them what they think.
No, I told the world what most Republican women think. I wasn't talking about Jennifer.
No, he says, here's what you
Never
guys
mind,
you just
no.
said. Here's what you
I
guys are really
you said,
saying.
No, that isn't what
this
you're putting. What you're I'm putting words into my mouth.
I'm just,
no.
I'm not
Every
going there, brother.
Words into my mouth.
You're stepping into that landmine all
no,
by
I'm
yourself.
Not. I'm not. You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm going to go get
I wouldn't do that.
Coffee.
I'm very comfortable with what I just said, and
okay.
I'll repeat it. In
I'm
fact,
glad you are.
That most women who are right of center do not feel that the, first of all, that the right...
See, there you go again.
Doing, will you be quiet for a minute? Most women do not feel that the right wing of the Republican Party is being guided properly. And when it comes to issues that are not fiscally or, shall we say, business sensible...
Social issues.
Social issues, they want out. They don't want to be involved in social issues. That's what I said, and I'll say it again and again and again and again and again and again.
It's Doug at DougStephan.com.
Doug at DougStephan.com. By the way, here's an email from somebody to Doug at DougStephan.com aimed at Jennifer and Doug.
Oh.
Notice Rich is not.
Are we in trouble?
No, this is from Leslie Hurst, who heard the conversation yesterday about what happens to your fingernails.
Oh, yeah, I sent this to you. Is this a great idea or what?
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
Well, she says her manager.
We said it for everybody because we did this later in the show yesterday.
Where did you come from? Yes, we did. Was it later in the show yesterday?
It was.
We did, but we also talked about it for just a brief minute, right. I think, in the first hour. But just to recap, because I'm the girl and I get to do that, the gel manicures that are really popular right now are under attack. And the ladies on The View yesterday in this hour, we were listening to them chat about gel manicures. And the reason that people get them is they last longer, last 3 weeks right. without getting a chip, where a regular manicure is going to last 3, 4, 5 days. If you're lucky, you'll get a chip. So people are getting these gel manicures. But to cure them, you have to put them under a UV light. And it's just for a few seconds, like a minute or so. But it's enough to have people worried. So our listener Leslie wrote to me yesterday and said, hey, Jen, you know what my manicurist does? She has gloves and she cuts off just the fingertips of the glove. And so you put your hand through the glove. The glove offers protection against the UV rays, but your manicure still gets cured. I think it's genius, and I'm going to go buy some throwaway cotton gloves, and I'm taking them with me to get my next job. Great
idea. Plastic cotton gloves would work and plastic ones won't.
I wouldn't use plastic. I would just use cotton gloves and just snip off the fingertips. But that's a genius idea. And she says her nail salon does that and just to protect them out the door. So it sounds like she's going to a good salon.
Well, the lady in my life does this, and I suggested to her that maybe there was something to be concerned about because I certainly wouldn't want her to get skin cancer. And then the question came up, what's more important, having good-looking fingernails or worrying about getting skin cancer? I'm not sure.
And she answered. You heard my take on it yesterday.
I certainly did. All right, we have figured out what HICLIPS is, or how to pronounce that. You're a long time listener.
High clips.
It's high clips, right?
Yes.
High clips. Richie didn't hear this. Richie, you want to know what high clips are?
Absolutely. I'm dying to know.
All right. High clips come in various sizes and shapes, apparently. Ladies. The inventor of high clips describes them as a great tool to increase hair by adding height at the roots of your hair.
Mm, this is great, 'cause you know what they say, Dougie.
What?
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Really? I didn't know that.
And right, believe me, funny. I love that school of thought.
All that may be
true. That's got to be from Texas.
Got it.
What I see, this is a way to get outrageously sexy heads of hair. The box of high clips says you can transform lifeless hair into wildly full hair. This is pretty simple. If you want wildly full hair, and you should, especially if you're going on a date tonight, visit highclips.com to see for yourself. HICLIPS. Highclips.com. See for yourself. The box says high clips work on any type of hair, straight, curly, wavy, and any length. So check it out at highclips.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with 7-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, besides a winning hookshot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, 1 in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys
failure. Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour, Friday, March 8th on the Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Don't forget, you spring ahead this weekend, by the way. Turn your clocks ahead. More on that in a moment. Now, though, Shelley Palmer joins us, as she usually does this time. They're talking about a company that wants to take your snail mail and send it to you as an e-mail. This sounds like interesting technology. Mm-hmm. Story coming right up here on Good Day.
Only the Home Depot has Glidden Duo paint, starting at only $24.97 a gallon. The latest, boldest colors are coming to walls near you. And because Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, you save time. Bring lighter to the living room, brighter to the kitchen, and better looking to every wall in between. Boring walls can finally be shown the door. Thanks to Glidden Duo paint, starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while the post office is trying new ways to save money and deliver mail more efficiently, one Austin startup is taking a very different approach. Outbox wants to take your snail mail, open it, scan it, and then deliver it digitally to your computer or iDevice. Three times a week, Outbox collects your mail, then opens, scans, and stores and sends it like an email. Need a hard copy? Request it within 30 days and they'll deliver it to you. After that window, the mail is shredded and recycled. Packages still get delivered to your door like normal. Sound convenient and cool for $5 a month? Definitely. But it's also a little creepy. Outbox's privacy policy states that it keeps scanned images of your mail on its servers. That's sort of scary, but if you're looking for added convenience and you've given up any hope of any sort of privacy in the digital age, keep tabs on Outbox's trial run in San Francisco. Maybe the USPS could learn a thing or two. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stephens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
and Advance Auto Parts, we buff up your savings while you buff out your car. That's the Advance Advantage. Right now, when you buy any three select products from Armor All, Mother's, Turtle Wax, and more, you'll save $7 instantly. Plus, we'll even throw in a free wash bucket. Savings so buffed up, we're flexing our deal muscles. Save $7 instantly on select appearance supplies. That's the Advance Advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
I was talking about losing an hour of sleep. Well, I didn't say it that way. I said we're moving ahead. I was taking the positive approach and springing ahead here. That may be on your mind. It is your body, however, that really goes through the difference. You get notice of the difference by the way your body feels if you lose an hour of sleep. Brian Osage finds out there's one place you don't belong without enough rest.
The clock change doesn't necessarily mean our bodies are ready to change, and some drivers may be hitting our nation's roadways without getting enough rest. GM's James Bell.
Adjusting to the time change can really influence our health and our driving.
60% of adult drivers say they've driven while drowsy.
It's important to notice the signs when you should stop and rest. Some of those signs include difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, and lots of yawning. If you're feeling restless and can't keep your head up, it's time to get off the road.
Drowsy driving causes more than 100,000 crashes each year, and Bell says there are ways to prepare for the time change.
First, make sure you're getting enough sleep. It's best to try for the expert-recommended 8 hours. Having an awake and aware travel buddy along for the ride can also help. And try to schedule a break every 2 hours or 100 miles.
Researchers estimate drowsy drivers are 4 to 6 times more likely to have an accident or near accident. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Facebook says it's changing its look again.
They like to do that.
They unveiled a redesign of its news feed aimed at reducing clutter and giving the appearance of a quote-unquote personalized newspaper. That's what Zuckerberg said. The updated news feed will have big images, content-specific feeds, and mobile conspiracy. Good, Doug. Mobile consistency. I don't know about you, but I don't go to Facebook for my news. Anybody go to Facebook?
Oh, sure, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, really? Kind of. I mean, I don't go there for news, but when I'm there, you hear news, exactly, or see news.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't use it.
Yeah, right. You don't go there for it, but you're just there, and you're like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you're there.
You're there, and so if you see RIP,
so how good
Chavez,
is
all right,
so let me ask,
news.
Both of you understand what good news reporting is. How good is their news reporting?
No, it's just people linking to a news story.
Oh,
right.
So it's not about news. It's just about people linking. Well, we do that. Well,
it's
we
like,
do that
hey, somebody walks by and goes, hey, did you hear Hugo Chavez died? And
yeah.
Look it up.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Hugo. Bye-bye. 59 past on Good Day.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.